AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, the vice chair of the Federal Reserve, Michael Barr, says they are reviewing the failure of Silicon Valley Bank.
The picture that has emerged thus far shows SVB had inadequate risk management and internal controls that struggled to keep pace with the growth of the bank.
Barr says the Fed will review whether a 2018 law that weakened stricter bank rules also contributed to its collapse. Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown on the Senate Banking Committee wants bank executives to face consequences.
Right now, none of the executives who ran these banks into the ground are barred from taking other banking jobs. None have had their compensation clawed back. None have paid any fines. Some executives have decamped to Hawaii. Others have already gone to work for other banks. Some simply wandered off into the sunset.
The Conference Board says consumer confidence inched up in March after two straight monthly declines, even as persistent inflation, bank collapses, and anxiety over a possible recession weighed on Americans. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was charged with directing $40 million in bribes to one or more Chinese officials to unfreeze assets related to his cryptocurrency business in a newly rewritten indictment. The mayor of Nashville, John Cooper, says he hopes to hear more today about the deadly school shooting in his city yesterday.
As to motive and to the other aspects of the case, I suspect today there'll be a lot of reveal to it. The chief mentioned a manifesto that the shooter had written and is in their possession, and I think maybe that'll be the next step, is the police department talking about this manifesto.
Cooper was on NBC's Today Show. Three children, three adults, and the shooter were all killed in Nashville. Mexico's president says migrants set fire to mattresses in an immigration detention center where 39 people died. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Around the country, handmade blankets are being made to welcome people to the United States. The hand-crocheted blankets come with a note.
Welcome to Brookline. Our family came from Eastern Europe to avoid prejudice and to live freely.
Patty Margolis and her granddaughter made a blanket in Brookline, Massachusetts. It was Jana Zweeman's idea to make welcome blankets,
which are 40 inches by 40 inches, easy to care for, and they hurt to give away because the makers love them so much.
Ann Faber has an image of the immigrant who will use her blanket.
The thought of somebody basically covering themselves and feeling warm, and that they're getting somebody holding them and giving them a hug.
Thousands of blankets and notes have been created. The project is geared toward refugees, people forced to leave their homes or country to escape war, persecution, or natural disaster. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.